Public dancing is against the law if you're under 18 in Beaumont.
Are you kidding me? Dancing is against the law.
Ren McCormick has just moved from Boston to rural Beaumont, Texas.
Isn't that new kid my mom introduced me to at church?
Sure is. He's cute.
You think everybody's cute?
I know, but I think he's cute.
High school beauty Arielle is attracted to Ren. They both love to dance, but Beaumont's city leaders made that illegal a few years earlier after several teens were killed in a car crash returning home from a party that included dancing.
We cannot be missing from our children's lives. They are ours to protect.
The local preacher, who also happens to be Ariel's father, heads the anti-dance movement.
I don't want you to see that boy.
Why?
Because I've heard he's trouble.
With Ariel's help, though, Ren organizes the local teens to protest the law so they can finish high school with a traditional prom. Footloose director Craig Brewer believes the themes are as relevant today as they were when the original was made in 1984.
When there's a tragedy, when there's the threat of our children being in harm's way, we'll pretty much overreact till the cows come home. We will come up with laws, we'll come up with stipulations and rules, and they all make sense. We all go, yes, no, I completely agree. We need to do that. We need to. And then somehow down the line, things get a little bit skewed. And we were like, you know what? I know that we created these things for our freedoms. Now I feel like I have less freedom.
My name is Ren McCormick, and I want to move on behalf of most of the senior class of Beaumont High that the law against public dancing within the town limits of Beaumont be abolished. There was once a time for that law, but not anymore. This is our time.
The Footloose cast includes several newcomers with considerable dancing skill. Julianne Hough, a contender on the TV show Dancing with the Stars, plays Ariel. Kevin Bacon played Ren in the 1984 version. The new film features stage, screen, and music video performer Kenny Wormald.
Growing up dancing your whole life, you see these kind of movies. You see them over and over and over again because they're just such strong memories as a kid and inspiring dance films, and you look forward to seeing those kind of films. So to also get to recreate it and hopefully do what this did for so many people, you know, if I can affect one kid or two kids to want to dance or want to do what they want to do, I think that's incredible.
Still, Craig Brewer says he knew that longtime fans of the original might object to the remake.
People who are saying you can't remake Footloose, or what are these people doing? They're going to ruin this classic. And I can't help but be a little bit bitter by it. But primarily what I've learned is that it's just arrogant for people my age to look at 13-year-olds and say the only way you can experience this is to experience it the way I experienced it with Kevin Bacon. And I understand where they're coming from, but really, we need a new version of this movie for audiences.
Footloose features a danceable soundtrack with current hits and updated versions of songs featured in the original. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
You can fly if you only cut loose.